And that is the war crimes that are transpiring to this day in Yemen. These war crimes are being perpetrated by the Saudi Arabians, who are waging an awful, 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 unjust war against the small country of Yemen using American planes, American tanks, American guns, American drones, American bombs, and in many instances, American special ops and American intelligence. These war crimes have been documented. Over a quarter of a million civilians in Yemen now have cholera thanks to the war. Over 100,000 of them have been killed. People are going to look back in history on this and are going to call it one of the worst, worst human disasters in war history. And the United States has played an awful, awful, reprehensible, inexcusable role in assisting the Saudi Arabians in these war crimes every step of the way. We've been covering this for over 2 years now. As a matter of fact, the president has even admitted, that the special ops troops are aiding the Saudi Arabians. This is a war that's principally being waged against a civilian population. For all practical intents and purposes, the country of Yemen doesn't have an army. It has some semblance of a militia, but look, that's an existential thing now. They're just trying to survive superior Saudi Arabian firepower. Mayor Church, what about the Iranians that are given? So if Rhode Island was under attack by nearby New York City. And Maryland said, Rhode Island, hey, Lama, got a couple of tanks and some armament you could use. You'd fault Rhode Island? You'd fault Maryland? Well, they shouldn't have. They should. Really? Yeah, but Mr. Church, it's the Persian and the Iranian. That's right. We're trained to hate the Persians. They predate us. They're mentioned in some of the oldest books in the Old Testament. But since America's here, Persia, Iran, does not have the right to exist any longer. Because they're not all star-spangled American exceptionally, right? Anyways, this has been going on for over 2 years now. Senators issue challenge. Vote on war in Yemen or get out. On Wednesday, in a show of bipartisan unity against unauthorized wars of choice, Senators Mike Lee, Bernie Sanders, and Chris Murphy courageously introduced a Senate joint resolution under the War Powers Act directing President Trump to halt all current U.S. military activities in Yemen. So now we're finally fessing up that we're actually doing it. If passed, or actually participating in this war. If passed, the president would have 30 days to stop U.S. forces and resources from continuing to assist the Saudi-led conflict against the Houthis there. The war has been raging on for 2 years and has resulted in millions of Yemeni displaced, starving, and suffering from a catastrophic cholera epidemic. Again, but don't worry, America is a Christian nation, Mr. Church. Sure we are. In a joint press conference, now, how many times in your life do you find yourself saying, I agree with Bernie Sanders? Here's how many times previously.
0.0.
I agree with Bernie Sanders. In a joint press conference Lee, that's Mike Lee of Utah, the uber conservative. Lee and Sanders said the United States military has been, quote, engaging in hostilities, close quote, I'll say, with the Saudi-led coalition against the rebel Houthis in Yemen in two critical ways, refueling Saudi bombers and providing aerial targeting intelligence and reconnaissance. Exactly what I told you. These activities should have triggered a declaration of war or an authorization of force under the War Powers Act. Remember yesterday? Remember? Joy Pullman's piece about the ineptitude, the incompetence of government at every level, and certainly the manifest incompetence of the federal government at every level, and everything it touches, it turns to doo-doo, including meddling in foreign affairs.